This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Campaigning has intensified in West Bengal, with top leaders stepping up outreach efforts across the state ahead of the upcoming assembly polls. Two-phase polling in the state will be held on the 23rd and 29th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi is addressing a massive public meeting at Cooch Behar in West Bengal today. Mr. Modi said people of West Bengal want a change. He claimed the Trinamool Congress TMC syndicate is afraid of rising support for BJP in the state. The Prime Minister said massive crowd in Cooch Behar proves that TMC's time is up in West Bengal. He alleged that women are not safe under Mamata Banerjee government.
एक और बढ़ती बेरोजगारी और पलायन का भय है दूसरी ओर सुशासन रोजगार और एक आत्मनिर्भर बंगाल का भरोसा है
Trinamool Congress Chief and State Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee is addressing rallies in different parts of West Bengal in support of party candidates. She held a public meeting in Bhavanipur Assembly constituency. Senior Trinamool Congress leader Abhishek Banerjee held an election rally at Raina in Purv Bardhaman district. Congress and left and other political parties are intensifying their campaigns through small public meetings across the state. The Election Commission has said that the seizures related to cash, liquor, drugs and other inducements have crossed 650 crore rupees ahead of the upcoming assembly elections and bipolls across multiple states. The seizures include cash, liquor, narcotics, precious metals and other freebies aimed at influencing voters. In a statement, the poll panel said state-wise data shows that West Bengal recorded the highest total seizures at 319 crore rupees, followed by Tamil Nadu with 170 crore, Assam with 97 crore, Kerala with 58 crore and Puducherry with 7 crore rupees. The government is making all efforts to ensure availability of petrol, diesel and LPG across the country. It has advised citizens to use digital modes for booking LPG cylinders and avoid visiting distributors unless necessary. Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas informed that delivery authentication code-based LPG deliveries have increased from 53% in February 2026 to 90% yesterday to prevent diversion at the distributor level. The ministry said that yesterday more than 90,000 5kg FTL cylinders have been sold. The 5kg FTL cylinders are available at nearby LPG distributorships and can be purchased by showing any valid ID proofs and without address proof. Major ports in the country recorded 915 million tons cargo in financial year 2025-26, surpassing their annual target with over 7% growth. In a statement, the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways said the achievement reaffirms the sector's strong recovery, enhanced efficiency and sustained growth trajectory. Union Minister for Port, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal said the record cargo handling of bi-country's major ports is a testament to the government's unwavering commitment to strengthening India's maritime sector. Delhi Police Crime Branch has busted a fake medicine manufacturing racket in the national capital and some parts of Uttar Pradesh. Talking to media, Crime Branch Deputy Commissioner of Police Aditya Gautam said they have arrested 6 people in this case so far. He added that the accused were involved in manufacturing, packaging and supplying of these counterfeit medicines under different brand names. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad were 144-7 in 18.3 overs against Lucknow Super Giants at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad when reports last came in. Earlier, Lucknow Super Giants won the toss and opted to bowl. In another match, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face Chennai Super Kings in Bengaluru this evening. This match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.